probably top five player, regardless of generation. You know, my generation, probably the best player that I ever got to watch for any extended time.
It's him or Mike. You know, it's Mike and Kobe. And it was a pleasure to watch him play and grow and develop on and off the court.
It feels like, it feels like a fever dream. It doesn't even feel real. Like,
the guy could do everything and anything at any time, and he's just so young to see him go.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking to see us lose a legend so young, with so much left to give. Not just like not basketball wise. I'm just talking about life wise in general. Like, he was doing things, setting up for the future of next generations and things like that. He was doing stuff for his community, and he was going to go spend time with his daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was coaching their team. I was reading an article on him. Like, she, 2 years ago, she just was like, "Dad, I want to play basketball." He's like, "All right, let's do it." And then she wanted to go to games, and she was asking him questions, and he just got involved with basketball and was seeing it from his daughter's perspective.
It's just fascinating because us knowing how Kobe Bryant is, he takes things to the extreme level in terms of, like, he's very competitive. He's very determined. He felt the same way about his daughter's career. And it's just heartbreaking to see this.
Yeah.
You can see him making the transition into fatherhood, away, almost somewhat getting away from basketball and looking like he was going to just enjoy life. And, you know, he came up recently to take his daughter, after she said she wanted to play basketball, to Cashmere, Washington, to watch one of the best women's players, you know, in high school, and just have her learn from her. You can kind of tell that he was embracing that. It's just unfortunate.
Yeah, it's just so much to just trying to compose yourself to talk about this. I never thought I'd see the day where I'll be talking about Kobe Bryant's passing, like, especially like now. Right. And it's crazy because when he was a player, we didn't really get too much of his personality, who he was. Yeah, you got the snarky comments and things like that once in a while. But it felt like after he left, he became more vocal. You kind of seen him more relaxed, more in tune. We got to kind of see the real Kobe Bryant. And for us to just lose that, like, just like that, it's guttural.
Yeah. There are a couple of podcasts out now, Knuckleheads with Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles, and then All the Smoke with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson. And Kobe was on both of them, like, this year. And so I saw the Knuckleheads one earlier, and I went back and saw the Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson one. And he, to your point, he was smiling. He was laughing. Like, he was telling all these stories. He was showing a different side of himself and evolving as a person and a husband and a father. And it's just sad to see it go so soon. And, you know, he's so young.
It just seems like I said, he had so much more to give everyone in terms of just the legacy, in terms of the stories that we could just hear from Kobe Bryant. And the thing about Kobe that I like, at least this version of Kobe Bryant now, is that he was giving us what Jordan wasn't giving us. Like, to this day, Jordan is reserved, quiet. You don't really hear the stories you hear about Jordan are kind of secondhand, third-hand stories. Kobe Bryant was opening up.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to get to see a legend like of his caliber grow old to tell these stories that we've kind of all always wondered about, and hear his side of things and hear his whole process. And it felt like he had so much more to tell and so much more to give.
Yeah. And go ahead, Ben.
Like, you know, he was so competitive on the court and just, you know, that Mamba mentality that you could kind of see after being away from the court for a little while. To your point, Delvin, he'd almost, all that competitive nature just turned into almost love and, you know, how can I help, and his family. And yeah, I mean, basketball obviously lost a huge, huge, huge part of the game, not just now, but for years to come.
Yeah, one of the greatest players ever, maybe most people's top five.
Yeah,
most people's number one, for that matter. Like, it's shocking. It's guttural. Like, people are, friends who live in LA are crying their eyes out. I cried out a little bit today because you hear the story about what happened, and then you hear that, because when the reports were first coming out, it was like, okay, Kobe Bryant passed away. If that wasn't shocking enough, then you get the other report, like, no, it was him and his daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just, it's too much. It's like, wow. It's a lot to deal with, especially if you're a father, and how much parenthood means to us fathers and things like that. And you passing away with your daughter is just such a hard thing to just gather your thoughts to. Like, man, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Well, then in his two other daughters and his wife, I think he has a daughter under one. Yeah. It's just, my heart just goes out to the family, but us, the wife and the other two daughters. Just hopefully they can stay strong and have a good support network around them.
Yeah. But I think, I hope people remember Kobe Bryant for who he is, who he became in his end, and not reflect on some of his past mistakes and things like that. Because we all make mistakes. Everything happens for a reason, you know. And it helped make him a better person. I feel like some people want to take this opportunity to kind of bash Kobe and stuff like that. That's not the thing to do. Especially in this time. I feel like we sometimes as humans look at one event in a person's life and dictate that's who that person was. Kobe Bryant is not that one event in his life. He is so much more to so many people. Like, he's, to some people, he's a hero. To some people, he's a father. He's been so many different things that defines Kobe Bryant. I don't think he should ever be held accountable for that just one event that happened in his life, especially at a young age. I feel like, and he's done so much for his communities and things like that, that to kind of redeem himself.
I mean, he built a brand. Most would say, you know, I don't think if you look at that brand, no one's going to say, you know, look back on when an 18-year-old, you know, foregoed college and, you know, laid the foundation for people. Most, you know, players in high school were those that wanted to jump right to the NBA and then, you know, make that one mistake. That won't be what people remember. That's the last thing I think people will remember about Kobe. Yeah,
definitely.
Remember him as a competitor, fierce competitor. Brought it every night. You know, like we discussed, that transition to, you know, just fatherhood and how he's going to impact the game off the court.
Yeah. No, his last tweet says it all. Him passing the torch to LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Almost poetic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and what was the last game LeBron passed them? It's just ironic the way that this all went down.
Yeah, and reading Shaq's tweets about it, and it, you know, it has to hurt him in terms of their lifetime bond. Like, I was a huge Shaq fan when I was younger. Like, I watched Shaq from LSU days to now. And when him and Kobe got together on the Lakers, it was magic. Mm-hmm. It was something that was so amazing that I think to this day would never be replicated. When you get, like, two players of that caliber, two play on a team together. Just unbelievable. Like, hasn't been seen. I wouldn't even say that it's not even, like, it's above Jordan and Pippen level, because Jordan, greatest player of all time. Pippen, one of the greatest players of all time. But when you get somebody who's as dominant as Shaq, who many people argue is the greatest center of all time, and you get somebody who is dominant as Kobe Bryant on the same team, in their prime, They were almost unstoppable. And I remember watching those games and like, this is, feel like I was watching magic. Feel like I was watching history, like something that we've never seen before. And to see this, I'm glad that we got to see them kind of reconcile their problems and talk it out.
Yeah. I mean, he was it was global too. I mean, you look at a lot of the tweets, it just didn't impact, you know, the NBA community here in the States, but you know, his roots going back to, I think, Italy, from where his family is from, and just a lot of that Philadelphia, obviously, but just somber. I mean, go hug a loved one.
Yeah.
One of the most recognizable faces probably in the world. Like, people know and people love Kobe Bryant. He was the role model of a lot of players who are in the NBA today. A lot of players looked up to him. Like, D. Wade broke down in tears because that was his hero. And it's just shocking and sad to see this. It's something I would have never expected to see. If you would have asked me a week ago, would something like this ever happen? I would have never, in my mind, fathomed this happening.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he was just going to grow old and sit courtside and enjoy the Lakers games for years. And it's just sad that it's over so soon.
Yeah. Did you guys see what Mark Cuban did?
Yeah, he retired the number 24. No Maverick player will ever wear it again. I thought that was great.
That was great, yeah.
24-second violations that teams are taking in honor of him. You had Trae Young come out in a number 8 jersey today. Mm-hmm. You're right, Delvin. He made an impact on a lot of players.
Yeah.
Just that mentality, that ultimate competitor every day when you step on the court. You know, don't take anything for granted. Put everything you can into the game, and that's what he did. On the biggest stage, too.
Yeah.
In L.A.
Well, I think while he was playing, he kind of kept to himself, and he was ultra-competitive, but he was starting to grow into a new person, and a lot of these younger players, he's reaching out to them, he's helping them, he's breaking down the game, and I think, Delvin, you said it, you know, he had so much more to give, and he was willing to give it.
Yeah, and it's sad that we have to have this conversation today.
Yeah,
I really didn't want to have this conversation today, but it's necessary. It's important to talk about the legacy of a man who meant so much to so many people, so much to the NBA, so much to the world in terms of what he did, what he was about to do. And we kind of just didn't get to see him. I don't know if we got to see him fulfill what he was destined to fulfill. It's just a tragedy. Every sense of the word, like, I can't even think about how tragic this situation just seemed. It doesn't even seem real. I couldn't write this in a book, how crazy and insane this sounds.
Yeah.
I think the impact that we'll see in the short term is, you know, I think we'll see some players just, you know, sit there and reflect and go, geez, you know, probably take some of that mentality that Kobe had, some of that, and just, you know, don't take the game for granted. Certainly a lot of people, you know, throughout the NBA. You're right, Delvin's probably top 5 player, regardless of generation. You know, my generation, probably the best player that I ever got to watch for any extended time.
Yeah, we got to see him come into the league with the afro, fight for the position, win the dunk contest, and then just evolve into, you know, it's him or Mike. You know, it's Mike and Kobe. And it was a pleasure to watch him play and grow and develop on and off the court.
Yeah, and it's so much that it feels like a fever dream. It doesn't even feel real, like, because it was so much conversation about Kobe Bryant in the past couple of weeks in terms of the whole thing with the all NBA team for the decades. They had Kobe on the list. And then you had the whole conversation about would the LeBron Lakers be able to beat the Shaq and Kobe Lakers and things like that. And it's just crazy that we're now talking about his passing.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's just like how do you do these episodes? It's just how what can you really say to nothing we can say right now would make anybody feel better about the situation.
No.
I feel it's important to talk about it and give a voice to it and let people know that it's okay to cry, it's okay to feel bad, and it's okay to hurt and feel pain. You know, sports are an important part of all of our lives. People who listen to this podcast, both of you guys, me, and Kobe Bryant was for many people a part of their childhood. For many people, Kobe Bryant was their Michael Jordan, just like how LeBron James, a lot of people's Michael Jordan today. You know, Kobe Bryant was a lot of people's Michael Jordan. That was their player. That was the guy that they kind of emulated their shot after. That's the guy who they kind of looked at while they're in their backyard wearing that number 8 or that number 24 jersey. They kind of idolized and kind of collected the upper deck cards of. Like, I got the rookie Kobe Bryant card and things like that. That was a thing that was done when we were younger.
Mm-hmm. Fadeaway shot, yelling Kobe after you make it.
Going on the basketball court and we Shaq and Kobe, you know, feeding each other, man. It's just, that was part of our vernacular. That's something that we did as when we were younger and even older now. It's like, he played such a big part in so many people's lives. Like, and it's shocking to see that he's not here anymore. This is probably one of the most shocking deaths I've ever seen. And that says a lot. I haven't felt this shook up about a passing since Michael Jackson. And even with Michael Jackson was already older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He wasn't a young man when he passed away. Kobe Bryant was 41. 41 is 2 years older than me. That is terrifying. It just really shows us how life is far too short, man.
Yeah. I mean, I was going through life today, like thinking about work and other stuff. I'm like, it's not really that important. You know, it's your loved ones. It's the people you spend time. It's the memories. And life is short and precious. You got to make the most of it.
Yeah.
Be kind to people.
Yeah. Pay it forward.
Tell them you love them. Give them a hug. And like you said, though, when it's all right to cry.
Yeah. It definitely is. Just remember Kobe Bryant for who he was. Remember the great player he was. Remember the happiness he gave you watching him play games. Like, remember those great moments, the 81-point game and things like that that made us jump out of our seats. And he was a special player, player that we will probably never see again, a player like that. The mentality, the killer instinct, the things that the drive that he had just to win. Even in his last NBA playing days where he was shooting these crazy shots and like just kept shooting. He kept shooting. He didn't stop shooting.
Yeah. He was afraid of nothing. And he was a tireless worker. There's so many adjectives to describe him, but you're right. You gotta remember the good times, the dunk contest, the afro, you know, taking it to Mike in Madison Square Garden in the All-Star game. I'll never forget that All-Star game where they just went back and forth and it was awesome.
Yeah, man, he was a great player. He was a legendary player. And the story of Kobe Bryant will probably far outlive us. Like, you know, how 20, 30 years from now, people be watching highlight reels of players like we do of older players. People will be watching highlight reels of Kobe Bryant and telling the legacy of how great he was in the NBA and what he did, what he brought to that Lakers franchise. Let's call a spade. He never left. He spent his whole career as a Laker.
Mm-hmm.
And
he brought Showtime back because the Lakers were scuffling for a little bit. They had Shaq. they were good, but then he brought him back to the dynasty days, him and Shaq.
Yeah. He brought him back to the forefront, got him championships, kept the Lakers name alive for so long. Like, he kept the Lakers relevant, even when it was just him.
Mm-hmm.
People kind of like always cheered for the Lakers because of Kobe. And that team alone owes Kobe Bryant a lot.
Yeah.
Because he kept those seats full. Night in and night out.
Probably no LeBron on the Lakers without Kobe.
Yeah. That's a good point.
It's a sad day. I don't know how much energy I have.
Well, does anybody have any final things to say about Kobe?
I'll just say he built it from the ground up. I mean, he didn't come out, you know, he wasn't a college star, hailed a college star like we see all the time these days. He, you know, somewhat drafted, I think, 13th, right? And just built his brand, grinded. I mean, that should be, you know, truly what Kobe's about. Someone, you know, erase all doubters. Right? Work hard, outwork everyone. You know, put in time around your trait. And, you know, I think he was going to do that, you know, these days to come, months to come, years to come. It's just painful. We won't get to see it.
Yeah, he had his vision. He had his plan. And to your point, he worked towards it. Like, he didn't take a shortcut. He made a lot of sacrifices to be great. And it was such a pleasure to watch him perform and play. I grew up in the Bay Area. I was a Warriors fan, but I'd always watch those Laker games. I always knew what was going down in LA. And I love watching the playoffs because you knew in the big moment and the big time, he wasn't going to wilt in pressure. Like, that's when the special moment, the shot at the end of the game, the dagger, like, we're going to miss him. I'm going to miss him.
Yeah, I think. And there's one thing we can all learn from Kobe Bryant is that just don't give up. He was the type of person who didn't give up. He was the type of person who was so determined, a determination that we all can use in terms of, like, when we have goals that we want to achieve, not to give up on those goals and just keep pushing and keep pushing until you get it. And that's who Kobe Bryant was. He was the type of person, if you told him he couldn't do something, he said, you know what, I'm going to do it 10 times better than you think I could. You tell him he can't hit 80 points, he's going to hit 81. You tell him he can't win a championship, he's going to win multiple championships. And I think that's one of the things that we should take from Kobe Bryant that we should kind of apply to our everyday lives in terms of us moving forward and just having that drive that he had in terms of being successful. Because he willed himself into being successful. He willed himself into being one of the greatest players of all time through repetition, through hard work, through being who he is, through that killer instinct that a lot of people just don't have. Like, Kobe Bryant is cut from a different cloth of people, man. He just was one of those people who just constantly thrived to be the best to an insane degree. And if any of us had 10% of that, we'd be far more successful in life. And I feel like that Mamba mentality is just something that was unmatched. I thank him for being around to show us that killer instinct, to show us that we can do that too. We can have that same mentality and be a little bit more like Kobe and achieve our goals.
Well said.
I hear that. All right. With that, let's wrap this up. Let's remember Kobe. Let's remember everyone who's special in our lives and just, you know, live in the moment, live in the presence. Like Ben said, hug a loved one, call a friend you haven't heard from in a while, reach out. Life's too short. It's precious.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining, Devlin. We appreciate it. We wish it was under different circumstances, but we'll have to do this again on another topic on a more uplifting day.
Definitely, definitely. I'll be glad to do that.
All right. Take it easy. Thanks for jumping on.
Yeah. No problem, buddy.
Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbeam, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC, if it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are 5-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.